Before we start, is it possible to come a bit closer, inshallah? Please. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لا حول ولا قوة لي إلا بالله إلا بالله العلي العظيم إلهي انتقني بالهدى والهمني التقوى صلوا على محمد وآل محمد
صل على محمد وآل محمد.
My respected elders, brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Once again, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're gathered here as lovers and followers of the Ahlul Bayt at the most holiest place on this planet. Yesterday, we spoke about Arafah. In fact, before that, we looked at the philosophy of worship and then the specific philosophy of Hajj. And we saw that Hajj, the manasik, are purifiers, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us through one by one in His ultimate wisdom to bring us out at the end of that process, clean, pure, buzzing with Tawheed. And then we looked at Arafah, and we saw that in Arafah we have to acknowledge our sins. We have to renew our covenant with our Lord. We have to realize that He is the only source of every single thing we have. Be it the lines on your forehead, as Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam says in the dua, the soft part of your nose, the nervous system, the nails that you have. Oh Allah, which bounty do I begin with first? I am bewildered. Then we said that we have to acknowledge our innermost depths, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our innermost depths, and even more, He knows our core. And then we saw that we have to know ourselves in order to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Arafah is the place of Ma'rifah. And in order to attain Ma'rifah, we have to begin with ourselves. As we know the famous hadith, Man arafa nafsah, faqad arafa rabbah. And you're not going to do that by just sitting on the plains of Arafah, reciting du'as like a routine till Maghrib. It's not going to happen. Just read the du'a of Arafah and spend time in contemplation. Contemplate on the changes we will make as we go back. Contemplate on how Allah has been there for us every step of the way. Contemplate and realize that Allah has been with me all the time. And all He wants is for me to know Him and thus after that love Him. So once we have gained Ma'rifah in Arafah, we leave Arafah and we start moving towards Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah is also known as Mash'ar al-Haram. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ أَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ عِنْدَ مَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. that when you have left Arafah, then remember Allah. Fadhkurullah. Because we have been told that in Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks wholesale and forgives. So as we leave, we should not despair in the mercy of Allah, and we should have hope in His forgiveness. So then we have removed, we have done tahliya, we have emptied ourselves of this sin. We have pondered on our connection and covenant with our Lord, and then we leave. So now Allah says, adorn yourself with something. Adorn yourself with dhikrullah, with the remembrance of Allah in the Mash'aril Haram. Why has He asked us for dhikrullah? Why? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the Hajj in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, He introduces Hajj, that these are the special days. Then He says, تَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. That acquire provision, for the best provision is taqwa. Now this is a general motto for us in our day-to-day lives. But Allah specifically talks about it when He refers to Hajj. So this is the place of proper acquiring of the provisions. These are the days where we have to acquire the taqwa. That wariness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That presence in our heart that Allah is with me wherever I am. Before we are tempted by something, we know Allah is watching. Alam ya'lam anna Allah yara? Do they not know that Allah is watching them? This is taqwa. And we are told about taqwa every day. Look at Nahjul Balagha. Everywhere Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam is saying, ittaqullah. Yawmul Jum'ah, Salatul Jum'ah, the Imam of Jum'ah has to say, Usikum wa nafsi bitaqwallah. I advise you and I advise myself to adopt taqwa. So this is what we have to acquire, have the presence of Allah, and we will see that this vibe of taqwa has to be there all the time in every single act. So this is what we are advised to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at the Holy Quran, the remembrance of Allah is the beacon which illuminates the entire Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'll just give you one verse and that's enough to illustrate the importance of dhikrullah. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. That the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing. There is nothing greater than the remembrance of Allah. And our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi has said, La takhtaranna shay'an ala dhikrillah. Never ever prefer anything and choose it above the remembrance of Allah. So one of the companions who was sitting there said, Ya Rasulullah, what about jihad fi sabilillah? Surely the virtue of this act is so great. What about this? He says, no, because wala dhikrullahi akbar. Allah says in the Quran, dhikrullah is the greatest. And if it wasn't for dhikrullah, we would not have to do jihad. So this is what we have to busy ourselves as we leave. As we leave Arafat, some of us will be on top of the buses. We will be looking at the horizons. We have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to encourage each other to remember Allah and not engage in useless conversations. Because we get happy after we leave Arafah, we feel, oh, we have been forgiven. And when you get happy, you get a bit excited and you may start talking about useless things. It's man's nature. But let us remind ourselves of dhikrullah. So this is what we do. Now, Mash'ar al-Haram, also known as Muzdalifah. The root of this word in Arabic comes from Zulfa. Zulfa means proximity. What do we say in Dua Kumail? وَأَخَصِّهِمْ زُلْفَةً لَدَيْكَ. Make me the most special and closest in proximity to you, O Allah. So Mash'ar Muzdalifah is the land of proximity. And this is where we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we pick up those bullets, our ammunition, against the shaitan. Now, why do we not go and pick up a rock? We're told to pick up bullets, sharp. Because when you use something like that, it's discreet, it's subtle, but it's fast and it penetrates hard. So the mu'mineen go searching for their ammo in Mash'ar al-Haram, in the land of proximity. So we spend the night there, pondering over our experience in Arafah, remembering Allah, collecting our ammo for the next morning. Then we are told to march towards Mina. Now we are the army of Tawheed, armed with our ammunition, marching towards Mina to face our enemy. And we are told, as you march, do not look on the right and do not look on the left. In the battlefield, you can't have somebody standing there just looking around. They have to be focused on the enemy, where they're heading. We are told, don't look on the right, don't look on the left, just go straight. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Al-Yameen wa-Shamal, Al-Yameen wa-Shamal mudillah. That the right and the left, looking on the right and the left is, will take you astray. وَالطَّرِيقُ الْوُسْطَى هِيَ الْجَادَّةِ. And the straight path, that's the main road you have to focus on. And this is what we have to remember in, as we march towards Mina. When are we told to enter Mina, by the way? We're told to enter Mina as the after sunrise. So as the sun rises, Noor emanates into the world, the army of Tawheed comes together, united with their ammo to take on the enemy. Now you may be thinking, because it made me think as well, you know, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to go and stone the shayateen after first going to Arafah and then going to Muzdalifah? Why doesn't he make us go and attack our enemy straight away? Why? Well, there's a beautiful philosophy behind this. First we go to Arafah. We arm ourselves with Allah. We seek refuge. We clean ourselves. Then we go and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Muzdalifah. There's a beautiful hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi says, Dhikrullah matragatun lishaytan. That the remembrance of Allah outcasts and repels shaytan. So we arm ourselves with dhikrullah, because that's what's going to outcast shaitan when we go in stone. Not those mere pebbles and that mere pillar, which are simply symbols. How will we destroy the shaitan? Not through those pebbles. It's through the dhikrullah that we arm ourselves with in Mash'ar al-Haram. We're told in dua, there's a beautiful dua. We say, Allahumma inna iblis abdun min abidik. That Allah, Iblis is one of your servants. Yarani min haythu la ara, he sees me the way I cannot see him. This is a terrible position to be in when you face your enemy, where you can't even see him, but he sees you. And then we say, wa anta tarahu min haythu la yarak. But oh Allah, you see him the way he cannot see you. وَأَنْتَ أَقْوَى عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ كُلِّهِ. But you, and you are stronger in all his affairs. You can defeat him in every single matter. اللَّهُمَّ فَأَنَا أَسْتَعِينُ بِكَ عَلَيْهِ. So Allah, I seek refuge in you against him. So this is why we go to Arafah first. This is why we then go to Muzdalifah. And then once we have armed ourselves and connected ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after having sought refuge in him, then we go and face the shaitan. We cannot take him on our own. We are useless. He's in a much better position. This is why we have to go to Arafah and Muzdalifah. Now, another philosophy in understanding this. In existence, there are forces of attraction and repulsion. Force of attraction that Allah has given us in our nature is the shahwa, the appetites that we have. If we didn't have the shahwa, we wouldn't have the appetite to eat, which is, we are attracting what is good for us. We wouldn't have the desire to have companionship, without which the human race would cease to exist. So these appetites Allah has given us in His wisdom as a force of attraction. Then He has given us a force of repulsion, which is anger. If we did not have anger, we would not be able to repel that which is bad for us. So these forces Allah has given us. Then there are other forces: love, a force of attraction; hate and enmity, a force of repulsion. This is also attraction and repulsion. Arafah and Muzdalifah is attraction. We attract dhikrullah. Through dhikrullah we attract the power, the benefit, the spiritual strength. And then we go to Mina, to stone, to show repulsion, to repel what is bad for us against that devil. Now, has it occurred to you, why are we asked to stone the big shaitan on that first day? Because there's three of those nutters: the small, the middle and the large. But we've been asked to go and take the big one straight away. Why? There's a beautiful dua at the beginning of the year we are asked to recite. The beginning of the year for us is Muharram, the first of Muharram. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi used to recite a dua at the beginning of the new year. In this dua, he illustrated the three most important things for our coming year. So this shows, he prays for three things, and this shows you and me, these are the three most important things I need to be focusing on in the year. He says, Allahumma anta ilah al-qadim, you are the eternal Lord. Wa hadhihi sanatun jadida, and this is a new year I am coming into now. Fa as'aluka fiha, so I ask you, O Allah, in this new year to give me, number one, al-ismatam min ash-shaytan, protection against shaitan. Wal quwwata ala hadhihi an-nafs al-ammara bis-su, and O Allah, give me strength to take on this nafs of mine which has its carnal desires. This nafs of mine which calls me towards evil, that state of mine. I need strength against that. And the third thing he says, and to busy me in that which is good for me, which you want me to do, and to stay away from that which you forbid. The reason I've mentioned this dua is very important, this point. We ask protection against shaitan, and we ask strength against this. Because when shaitan whispers to you and me, when he whispers to this nafs that is here, he says, for example, look over there. And if you say, no, I won't, then he'll try and go somewhere else. Because all he wants you and me to do is disobey Allah. That's all he wants. He doesn't care how we disobey him. But if you hear something coming to you from inside saying, look over there, and you say no, then you say, come on man, just look. You say no. You say, you don't know what you're missing, it tells you. You don't know what you're missing. Are you stupid? You say no. That persistence from inside is from the nafs. It wants that thing, and until it gets it, it won't stop. And that is why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, A'da aduwak, and nafs allati bayna jambayk, that your biggest enemy is that nafs that is within you. Your biggest enemy. So that is the big shaitan we go and we face. The big shaitan. This whole arena of Allah's magnificent hajj, this part is a symbolism of jihad and nafs. It's symbolism of the greater jihad. So when we go and we stone that pillar, we're stoning all that rubbish that we have within us, those temptations that come from within us. This is what we're doing when we stone that big devil. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So we need to identify those things that come from within. We need to sit down and ponder and see, what are the problems that I have with myself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Al-insan ala nafsihi basira, that man is the best in seeing what is within himself. So sit down and analyze yourself, read the book of your soul and see what is written on it. And then go in stone. Seven stones, seven times, different possibilities. One is, these seven ways are the seven ways that shaitan attacks us. Our five senses, sight, sound, etc. Now, those are the five. Number six is our appetites, our carnal desires, illicit desires. And number seven, our anger, through which many vices arise from. So we stone seven. Seven stones to close the seven doors of hell. Because we are told in hadith that there are seven doors to hell. And we are throwing seven to shut those doors away. This is what we need to be thinking about when we go to Mina. As the sun rises, the army of Nur enters. So this is the philosophy of Mash'ar al-Haram, Muzdalifah, and moving on to Mina, entering Mina to stone that big shaitan. Inshallah, I won't say much more. We would like to benefit from Brother Hasnain as well. But tomorrow, inshallah, if Allah gives us tawfiq, we will look at the rest of the journey. The journey to the Qurbani, the journey to the Halaq, and then the return back to the holy, pure house. Insha'Allah. Let us pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to manifest these inner states within us as we go through this Hajj, this beautiful roller coaster towards Allah. Let us pray that He keeps us focused and He allows us to defeat those inner devils within us when we go and stone that shaitan, and that we are continuously engaged in dhikrullah, because that is the thing that gives us the strength really to repel shaitan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Tafaddalu.